Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
That's not the America we want. It doesn't reflect our democratic ideals. It won't make us more safe. It will make us less safe.
And that's President Barack Obama yesterday in his really angry response to Donald Trump's positions after the Orlando terror attacks. Let me just play it for you one more time in case you didn't hear it.
That's not the America we want. It doesn't reflect our democratic ideals. It won't make us more safe. It will make us less safe.
KT McFarland joins us now, national security analyst and rock star over there on Fox News. KT, it's remarkable to me what the president is saying here, that Donald Trump and his rhetoric and the insistence on radical Islam being used to describe the terrorists, and also suggesting there should be additional screening, if not a temporary ban, on some Muslims coming from certain countries, that would make us less safe. Doesn't that sort of suggest that the terrorist enemy that we have will actually be harsher on us and put us in a less safe position because we're cracking down on them? Is that what he's saying? And if that's the case, what does it tell us about our enemy?
You know, I think you're giving way too much credit. I think it was just a little temper tantrum.
Yeah.
And President Obama did not act very presidential. You know, this is a time when it's not about going after political enemies or talking about your own personal legacy. It's a time to talk to the nation and say, I know you're rattled. I know you're grieving. I'm, as the embodiment of the nation, I grieve with you. I'm rattled too, but I've got a plan. And here's the plan, and here's how it's succeeding, and here's how it's going to succeed further. I wouldn't have even talked about Donald Trump. You know, it just belittled the office. And it's an example of the ever-shrinking president.
And it seemed to me that he spent about three times as long talking about why he wouldn't use the term radical Islam than he did actually recounting for the American people all the things that he's doing to battle ISIS. Does that give you some suggestion of where his priorities lie?
That's all about him. And as far as all the things he's doing to battle ISIS and Islamic Jihad, he's not doing enough. He's not doing much at all. I'm not using the word, so somehow he thinks that's going to make a difference. He's withdrawing from the world. He somehow thinks that's going to make things better. Where the American people are looking and saying, hey, wait a minute. There was a shooter who went to a nightclub and killed young men. He was probably on his way to Disney World. We now have an enemy from within, not just an invasion of migrants who might have terrorists lurking amongst them, but this is the ability of an international global death cult to reach above the border of the United States, deep into American society, and recruit and attract and train an insurgency that's going to attack us from within. That's a whole level of dimension different than the September 11th attacks. It's a whole lot different than what we faced even 5 years ago. This is now the bad guys in the desert of Yemen somehow have outsmarted us in social media and are now going into this new level of warfare. And I didn't get the sense from the president that he had a clue how to handle it.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you concerned, as I am, that this guy came under their scrutiny at least on two occasions?
Yes.
And then they had to close out the investigation? I'm troubled by the fact that they didn't leave it open a little while longer, given all of the things that they had been able to find out about the guy, the things that he had said, and there's even a report, I think, out of Orlando today from a local TV reporter that Disney in April should have put him back on the radar when they thought that he had indeed been casing the joint and apparently alerted the FBI. I'm wondering why we close out these investigations. Isn't it our best interest to keep them open a little while longer?
I would think, and give them any resources they need to do so. You know, several things. One, the visa system. We know that isn't working very well, right? When the wife of the San Bernardino shooter was here legally, We know that the vetting system isn't working very well, people getting security clearances, mm-hmm. whether it's Edward Snowden or this man. This man was vetted. He was working for a contractor for the Department of Homeland Security. He was a government employee. He was doing it. We know that the ability to put people on lists, whether it's a no-fly list, whether it's a watch list, whether the FBI is checking, we seem to have example after example of people fell through the cracks, the name wasn't spelled right, the Boston bombers were dismissed. And I think we're all, as a nation, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, old, new, young, old, living east, west, north, south, you're now thinking that this enemy is within and I'm on my own.
Katie, the president and the presumptive nominee, Hillary Clinton, seem to continue to make a point about the whether this person was merely inspired and influenced by ISIS terrorists from overseas or whether he was directed by ISIS terrorists overseas. It certainly makes no difference to the parents of the 49 people who were killed and murdered by this madman. But does it make a difference? And should there be a distinction? I mean, a terrorist act is a terrorist act, is it not?
Well, I think it's just a bunch of lawyers squabbling, looking for an excuse to so that somehow they're not held culpable for their incompetence. No, I don't think there's much of a distinction. I mean, there are two threats to the United States homeland today. One is terrorists who are coming to the United States somehow or other, whether Americans have gone to train abroad and are now coming back with their new skills, whether it's migrants or refugees coming here, and maybe some small percentage of them are terrorists, or whether it's terrorists sneaking across the southern border. The second threat, and the one that I'm more worried about, is the terrorist within, is the person who really never left home. He went to the local mosque, got a little whooped up, went online, got a little bit of radicalized, got some instructions, and then goes out and kills people. And that's the one that's harder to find, and that's the trend. The trend line is that that's getting worse. And what I'm worried about is the next step, which is when that guy who's sitting in Granny's basement getting radicalized and getting angry and whooped up, that he's then going to connect with Jihadi University, that he's going to have an interactive bomb maker trainer, say some guy in the desert of Yemen, who is teaching him how to make the bomb and teaching him how to make it accurately.
KT, you're always good, and especially after an event like we witnessed over the weekend.
KT.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
KT McFarland there at 744.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.